Hey, it's Don Barris once again. I'm here to present another great Perry Facebook event that took place. Now, the last time Perry was tricked into supporting NAMBLA, until I became the hero, rescued him, informed of what NAMBLA really meant. But this time was a little more complicated, because I don't know if you remember, Perry had gotten hacked on both his Facebook and his Twitter accounts. Let me try to explain what happened here. Perry has a lot of people on his Facebook page that are blocked. Now, of course, a lot of people he blocks are just the fans who are trying to have a little fun with him or fuck with his life, whichever way you want to put it. But for whatever reason, he took it the wrong way. But there are a lot of people on Perry's block list that really are bad. These are the bad people that are looking to harm Perry and fuck with the project as much as possible. Perry's been told time and time again that he is not allowed to unblock anyone without consulting his publicist, Tom Brennan, first. Well, one night at the height of Perry's stupidity, he decided to simply unblock everyone when he couldn't get a hold of Tom to ask his permission. Within an hour of doing that, all the bad people were able to seize control of Perry's Facebook and of his Twitter accounts. Let's hear Perry himself explain what happened during a conversation that he had with Tom Brennan. As I've mentioned before, Huey Craig III moderates and records all of Tom's phone calls. So he provided, once again, the calls so we can share them with you. So let's play that call.
I'm so crazy and upset over all this hacking bullshit.
The person who hacked your Facebook is really causing us problems.
That motherfucker! This is going on too long! I'm getting scared!
You've been without your Facebook for a good week now.
Almost.
I can hear in your voice that you're a little upset about this.
I'm pissed! My skateboard company is out of business because I don't have Facebook. As well as I am unable to talk to any of my friends, fans, or family.
All right, let's back up a bit. When did this whole mess start?
This whole thing happened on Saturday night.
All right, let's start there. What did you do Saturday night?
I was watching the Olympics I tried to reach Lisa Marie online, and I saw that she blocked me online, so I called her up. And I said, why did you remove me as a friend? She says, because all you do is talk about fags and homosexuals, you know. All you keep using is the faggot word, and I don't want to be a faggot, you know. I'll lose work every time I have that associated with my account. I said, well, all right, then fuck it, I'll remove everybody. And I did.
Now that's the part I don't understand.
I was stupid. I was fucking literally brain dead stupid. For all of a sudden just saying, then I'll erase everybody. If you think I have such a fucking hatred towards the gay community, then I'll unleash everybody and let all the people that want me destroyed on the internet go on. And then we'll see what happens.
So what happened?
Within one fucking hour of me releasing everyone, my password was changed. Because I remember seeing somebody say on my post, is Huey Craig III unblocked? Is Dimitri Moreland out? I said, yeah, Dimitri Moreland's out. They both are released from the block list. Although they'll like to hear this, and then all of a sudden, boom, my account's hacked. And it had to have been by somebody associated with those two.
Well, it could have been. You had a lot of people blocked. You had about 50 people on your block list. It could have been any one of those people.
Exactly. I am so fucking stupid.
But didn't you think that you should contact me first, being that I'm your publicist?
Call me immediately. Wait for Tom. Did I wait for Tom? For 10 minutes I waited for Tom.
I was out. I can't always answer the phone.
You were busy, okay? It was my fault. I was in the wrong 110% of the way. I mean, if it was a fucking week and you still didn't call me, I should have still fucking waited. God damn it, it was my fault. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I really am. Because I used all my resources, and I still can't get this account back. Whoever did this really knew what they were doing.
I'm so fucking stupid.
here's what I suggest that I do. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on my Facebook and I'm going to look at your Facebook account from there. I'm going to see what activity is on there. Then I'll go onto your account. I'll see what's there. I'll copy it into a document and I will send it to you. And then we can get an idea of what's been going on in your Facebook, number one, find out possibly who's behind it and hopefully get some kind of way to get back on there.
Please, please, please do that immediately. Please do that immediately.
All right. If there's any suspicious activity going on there, I'll copy it and send it to you.
I don't know how to say thank you. Please do it as soon as you possibly can and get back to me.
Okay. I'll do that now and I'll call you back in a bit. Make sure you stay by your phone.
I will. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So now that you have some sort of an idea of what's going on, let's get to the main event. As you heard in the last call, Tom told Perry that he was going to investigate what was going on with Perry's Facebook page. Now, Tom told Perry that he was able to view his page, and he saw this post from Randy Callahan that had all these back-and-forth conversations between Randy and someone claiming to be Perry. Tom copied the entire post to a Word document, then he emailed it to Perry. Now, after Perry received the email, Tom told him that officials from Facebook needed him to record himself reading the entire Randy Callahan thread. The reason given that was because his Facebook page had been hacked into, they needed to have a positive way to voice verify his identity. It would also be a great way for Perry to find some clues of what happened, how it happened, and to try to prevent it from ever happening again. Before the next clip is played, there's a little warning I need to give out. This is meant for only true, hardcore Big 3 / Perry fans. The following audio is nearly 90 minutes of Perry doing nothing but reading. It really is like hearing the world's longest $10 shout-out. One last thing before we play this. You have in your possession a very special copy of this story. There's no other place that you'll ever be able to hear this again in its entirety. As I said, this is a very special show for very few very special people. So please don't put this online. Don't give it to other people. Keep it to yourself. And keep in mind, you are the special one. They are not special like you. So strap yourself in. And if you'd like to follow along with the script, we've given that to you in your VIP package. So, Vince, stop boring people and hit it.
Hello?
Perry, it's Tom.
I hope you have some good news, man, because I'm really scared. I'm freaking out over here.
Well, before I go into any detail about it, I'll say this. There just might be some good news.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think it was possible, but you might be able to get your account back.
Dude, I don't know how to say thank you. This means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Well, don't thank me. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Then who do I thank?
I know you're going to think I'm crazy if you're saying this, but I think the person that you're going to have to thank here is Don Barris, because the guy really came through for you, I got to say.
Really?
Yeah, he stepped up for you big time, big time. And you're going to see what I'm talking about in a minute. But in this case, the guy hit a home run for you. This is the second time in a week that he saved your ass.
I appreciate that. And, you know, we might not be major fans of Don's, but you know what? Don is my business partner in Windy City Heat as well as the Big 3 Project. And Don has stood behind me in many things and many occasions in many events. And this is one of them that I feel that Don would most definitely be right behind me on, because I know Don doesn't want to see my Facebook bombarded and destroyed in this fashion either.
No, of course not. I agree.
So what did you see when you went on there?
Well, there's this thread on there. It's a post that somebody made. I copied everything in there, and I'm about to email it to you.
This better not be some disgusting gay thing.
Well, regardless of what it is, you have to read me the entire thing so we can use this recording to voice verify your identity if it comes down to that. I also want to see if this thing can give us any clues about who might have done this to you.
All right. Makes total sense.
I get the impression that you're a little frustrated. I understand. So let's try and get through this.
Well, I'm not happy, man. Well, I have a suspicion it's Dimitri Moreland or Hillary Quick III. That's my suspicion.
Okay, well, I just sent you this email, and I want you to open it up.
Let me go over to the computer. Inbox. There it is. Let's see what we got here.
Now, I'm going to keep quiet so you can read this thing to me.
All right. Let's open up this motherfucker. Open up. Okay. It's a picture of the big three. All right, this is... It shows the very top of my page. It shows Dom Barris to my right, then Mole to my left, and Bobcat Goldthwait to Mole's left, seated. This is my front Facebook face page. Below that, you see a picture of somebody with a dog, and it says, Randy Callahan posted to Perry F. Caravello. What the fuck is this? Oh, Randy Callahan posted this, huh? Hello there. I hate to bother you, but someone sent to me your profile, and for some reason, you look familiar to me. I know this sounds weird, and it isn't a come on, but do I know you? Oh, God. There's some disgusting and revolting gay computer graph on here. There's some fat guy in underwear holding a rainbow colored flag, and what looks like me with a wig and some lipstick? I don't know who the fuck this other guy is. I've never seen this guy before. This is all computer graph to make me look like some homosexual freak. Perry, you really don't remember me? I'm Randy Callahan says, no, I don't, but I find you extraordinarily handsome. Perry, thank you. Perry, I don't mind telling you what happened, because I love telling this story. About 22 years ago, you had booked me on a commercial for Alvarado Hospital during the days that you ran Total Eclipse Productions after the shoot. That's where I got in trouble. I had stopped a fellow actress while driving on the freeway, having her pulled the car over on the side of the road. I got out of the car and went over to her car where I sexually abused her. Bullshit. She was upset and she called you to tell you what I did to her. You then called me into the office, Randy Callahan. Okay, I didn't sexually abuse this girl, okay? I just reached my head into the car to give her a goodnight kiss in the cheek, and she moved her head away. I did not sexually abuse her. That was as far as it went. I kind of felt a little shocked. Then Randy Callahan made all these fucking bullshit things. And then Randy Callahan, you know, this is starting to sound familiar. Didn't you burst into my office and tell me that you wanted it? Exchange something with me if I gave you... No, I didn't say that. You say vouchers. I thought that you were going to offer something like detailing my car, but then I said you just laughed at me while you were looking at my crotch area. Oh, Christ. Yeah, that's right. Then I told you with a mouth like mine, I didn't need to do manual labor. Oh, fucking bullshit. You attacked me, giving me oral like a champion. Yeah, I remember you have... Yeah, sure. You know, this is so disgusting. Perry, I've been great. I've been great. You know, it's funny to finally talk to you again. It seems like there isn't a day that goes by without someone mentioning you to me or me bragging about our special day to somebody. and Randy Callahan. That is funny. God, it's good to hear from you again, .. Now, what have you been up to? Then with my face, my name, then the guy say, right now, I'm in the middle of getting ready to have a big Valentine's Day party that I'm having at my apartment. No, I'm not having no Valentine's Day thing in my apartment. This is disgusting. Hey, comma, wait a minute. You should come to this party, period. It's on the 14th, comma, please say that you can come, period. I'm fucking furious. Anyone who knows me knows I do not throw parties. This is complete and total bullshit, and no one better show up here tomorrow. I can't believe this. Fucking Randy Callahan bullshit. Randy Callahan line. It goes, Randy Callahan, I'd love to come to your party, period. I'm telling you right now, I'm not throwing a party. I'd also love to see that mouth of yours again, period. I'm interested in seeing if it's still the pipe cleaning machine that it once was. I don't... What the fuck? Now I'm really getting pissed here. Oh, God. Now here's my name. Trust me when I tell you that from the nearly 22 years of experience that I've had, it has only got better? Let me stop right there and tell you something. You like Craig DeFord? Dimitri Moreland just destroyed my Facebook page. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I fucking guarantee it. Randy Callahan, you really know how to get people to come to your party, exclamation point. If you don't mind me asking, comma, how can you afford to throw such a big party, question mark, period of Caravello, because I get my money by scamming the government. No, fuck. I scam no one. This is fucking bullshit. Do people actually think I'm saying that shit? I would never say this shit. Randy Callahan, what? Question, period. Perry of Kerrville, yeah, back in 1979, I came up with this plan. What? Oh, my God. You're not going to like this, but when I find this guy, I'm going to fucking sue the shit out of him. I came up with this plan to get money in a fake disability scheme. I hired an actress to drive down the wrong side of the freeway. It hit my car that I wasn't even in. I had been hiding on the side of the road waiting until the actress hit my parked car. After that, I walked up to my damaged car and just kept my eyes closed for these 3 months, pretending to be in a coma while I've been living on Easy Street ever since. Bullshit! It's absolute positively complete bullshit. I could fucking call up Loma Linda and fucking get records out of there in a heartbeat showing my comatose event, showing that I was in the hospital for 3 months and why I was in the hospital for 3 months. I could show you pictures of the car that was nearly destroyed. And even on my website, I've still got the photos there. If you want to go through all the photos in my photo gallery, there is I believe one picture left on my webpage at scaryperryproductions.com. Now, back to this thing. Randy Callahan goes, ew, look who's coming, look who's become a real bad boy. So tell me, how do I get to this party? I'm not inviting anybody to my house tomorrow, the 14th of February. And then in my name, Perry of Kerrville, I was just finishing up the invites that I was putting online. Oh, no. You wrote this on my timeline, Randy? 1, 2, 3 explanations. The people that can this are my fans, and they've heard me brag about us without... Oh, brother. Telling them... Know the entire truth. Sir, what entire shit? This guy is fucking destroying my life. Randy Callahan, they must have a lot of questions for us then. Maybe we should answer someone. Oh, my God, this is such bullshit. Then under my name. That's a great idea. Okay, guys, if you have any questions for either Randy or myself, they'll answer anything, and I mean anything. Oh, this is such bullshit. Perry F. Carvel, here's an invite to my Valentine's Day party. Everybody on my, everybody knows my address. Oh, God. Now there's this sick fucking computer graph invitation on here. Whoever wrote this fucking invite is going to be killed. I would never make something like this. Sick shit. It's like a card. It's about, I would say, an 8.5 wide by 6 high invite card on this sheet of paper that's on the computer screen. And it opens up and says, "Give us a hand celebrating Valentine's Day with a party. Friday, February 14th at 7722 Racina Boulevard, apartment 102, my home address. Dancing games." Oh, Jesus. "Swallow the oyster, bury the bone, hide the brat, free food and drinks." I'm not having no fucking party here. "The promise is to be a handful all day." Bullshit all day. Well, shit. This is disgusting. This fucking guy wants to destroy me. Are you hearing this shit? Listen to what this fucking thing says. It's mortifying. "Noon till question mark. Everyone who can't get in, just hop over the patio to the sliding glass door." In quotations? Yeah, you hop over the patio to my sliding glass door. I'm not opening it up. Anyone who tries it is going to be killed. I can't believe this shit. And then I get then this fucking Andy Robinson guy writes below and goes, "I'm so pleased that you two have managed to get a second bite at love. Good luck at the Sausage Fest. XXXX. Fuck off, Andy Robinson." And then that's P-E-A-Y. "Will you really rate, comma, Scaremaster, question mark, that I answer no, 1, 2, 3 explanations, don't you get it, question mark, I was the one that gave him oral, 1, 2, 3 explanations, he was the victim here, 1, 2, 3, 4 explanations." What a bunch of bullshit, man. You're trying to twist it to make it look like I'm the one that fucking raped Randy Callahan. You know, whoever fucking stole my account, I want the motherfucker's thumbs cut off. I want his fucking tongue cut off. Pile of shit. Sam Stewart writes, "Now that you reconciled, comma, would the two of you consider inviting Jake Duane to the relationship, question mark?" Oh, my God. Now they're bringing up that necrophiliac rapist. Fuck. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Are we able to fucking get this motherfucker and put him away? I'm gonna kill this fucking guy. This motherfucker's gonna get brutalized. I'm going fucking crazy. This fucking guy. God damn. And I've got pages and pages of this garbage. You're gonna make me read. Oh my God. Then I'm on the next page, right? Under my name, no, comma, he write my publicist, comma, Tom Brennan, 1 explanation point. Whoever's behind this is going to be fucking killed. George Ryder, you seem characteristically positive, Perry. Here's to your new life in the open. 1 explanation. Jared Kochmore, congrats, guys, on finally settling this disagreement. Here's another tune for us to rejoice this very occasion? What? Trace LaCroix, Jr. Perry, are you saying that you are really gay, as in Oklahoma's gay? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then I guess they're trying to make it look like I'm saying, as practicing member of the Gypsy Kappa, I was, okay, right there, you know it's not me. Right the fuck there, you know it's not me. As a practicing member of the Gypsy Javajos, we live by one motto, every male is gay. Oh, yeah, right. Every male is gay. We take the woman to breed, B-R-E-A-D, yeah, breed, with, and that's it. Okay? Hiroshima Nagasaki, hey Randy, comma, is it true that Perry actually blew you and you just jerked him off? Question. Perry answers, Hiroshima Nagasaki, I think I can answer for Randy. Yes, I blew him. Oh my God. This, whoever wrote this is trying to twist it, make it look like I gave Randy Callahan all this sodomization. Oh, this is such bullshit. Now we're talking lawsuits here. Now we are talking lawsuits here. When I find this motherfucker and I find out who it is, I'm suing the fucking shit out of this person to the core. To the fucking core. Oh, God. I'll go back to reading this garbage. Where was I? Here's my name. If it was me writing Perry of Carabao, Hiroshima Nagasaki, I think I can answer for Randy. Yes, I blew him. A lot of four explanations. I feel bad about it, too, because I forced him to do it. Zoltan Sanders, Steermaster, .. What is going on here? One question mark, one explanation point. Then under my name, Perry of Carabao, Zoltan Sanders, comma, if All-American defensive tackle Michael Sam can come out, so can the Scaremaster. Oh, bullshit, because it's all a lie. Like five explanations. George Ryder. Perry, you are a true champion of men. I applaud the Scaremaster. Hiroshima Nagasaki. Hey, Perry of Carabao, Randy Callahan, your Valentine this year? How are you going to show him your love? Oh, this is such bullshit. Oh, my God. And then Perry of Carabao on the next page at the very top. I'm inviting him to my Valentine's Day party where I plan to find out if he tastes as good as he did 22 years ago. Dude, I am fucking, I want this guy dead. I want this fucking guy dead. And I'm scared. It's so gross at what I'm reading. Jerry Koch, Perry of Carabao, this is a whole new side of you. I'm in shock. I am a fan of yours, gay, straight, bisexual, whatever. The Scaremaster kicks ass. It's not me, that's why. It's these people. And then this guy, don't they understand it would never be me? It's a fucking, oh my God. James LaCroix, Jr., wow, okay, explanation point. Well, I've always kept this to myself because I was afraid of offending you in the past, comma. But now I can finally tell you that when I saw the movie Milk, I really felt that you would have done a better job in the role of Harvey Milk than Sean Penn did, period. Ugh, you want to make me throw up? You know what? The movie Milk was disgusting. Perry of Carabao, I'll tell you why I would have done a better job acting than Sean Penn did in Milk, because he's not gay and I am. Oh, yeah, I'm only happy gay, not faggot gay, not homosexual gay, none of that garbage gay, okay? As a matter of fact, I'll bet that I might be the gayest actor in Hollywood. I'm a man. Oh, yeah, sure I am. A man built for men only. You know, fuck off, whoever said this. Whoever poses me. Don't these morons understand someone hacked my page? I would never do anything like this. Andy Robinson, Terry, truly, did you knock over the table? Finally, I knocked over the table. Yeah, bullshit. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Then, in my name again. By the way, my Valentine's Day party on Friday. If you don't know my address, it's 7722 Racine Boulevard. And then another craft girl, apartment 102. Again! There's no fucking party at my apartment! And I would never give out my address like that! Oh, Jesus Christ. Hiroshima 9-7 is, Dimitri Merlin invited? Oh, God. Of course Dimitri Merlin is invited. But I'll bet he doesn't show. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Here's my theory. Dimitri Merlin is a kid that has never had sexual relations with another man. He wants to. He just hasn't had the guts to come that long. Wait. Hasn't had the guts to cross that line as of yet. And he looks at me as a man that he has a crush on, but is really afraid to go to that next level. So I'll just wait, and I'll one day be happy to teach Dimitri the joys of being with another man. Oh, you know what? I'm so disgusted. It's mortifying me. It's mortifying me. I really don't want to read out, but I'm going to have to. Dalton Sanders. What about ScaryPerrySkateboards.com? Is it really a quality Canadian maple-crafted board? It's really my skateboard address, my company address, with my name, Scary Perry, SK, the number 8, boards.com. Is it really quality Canadian maple? Hell no! Excuse me? And under my name, hell no! They're not quality boards. It's the cheapest wood. You know it's a lie. This fucking guy's bullshit. It's the cheapest wood that I could find so I can make as much money as possible on each board I sell. The great thing about selling things online is that nobody can see the garbage that they are buying. Do these people actually think this is me? They're fucking retarded. Now, Dean Cherry, and did your brother really forge the signature on your mother's will? My brother's wife, Amy, forged my mother's name. These people, how can they fucking believe that it's me? How can they fucking believe that it's me? Oh, my God, this is disgusting. This is fucking disgusting. And then in my name, I don't know what my brother did. I know that I had a very wise lawyer that taught me that in the court system, you don't need a reason to sue. What? You just do it because they have to answer you in court, and then you try to get them to settle out of court? What? Oh, fuck. Richard Northrup, I know it is unrelated, but what really happened with you and Eric in Big Bear? Did you kill him? No, oh my God. This Richard Northrup guy, man, look, Eric was an old friend of mine. What happened in Big Bear? I left Big Bear. And as I was driving home, the fucking guy drank too much and ended up killing himself or something. You know what? I'm not even going to say a word about Richard Northrup because I'm sick. I didn't kill anybody. Oh, fucking people. Then in my name, Perry F. Caravello, I'm not proud to say this, Richard Northrup. Yes, I did kill Eric and Big Bear. This is fucking bullshit. You know it's not me saying this, right? What moron would actually believe this? Then it goes on. I went with him to try and have have man-on-man sex with... No, I didn't go into them have man-on-man sex with a sick bastard. Whoever wrote this, and it sounds like Mo wrote this, I went with him to try and have man-on-man sex with him, and he tried to fight me. I guess his heart couldn't take it because after trying to fight me off, I watched him die. No, I didn't watch him die. I was driving home when he died. But he shouldn't have fought me because after he died, I had sex with him anyway. One explanation point. God, this is sick. Saying that I had sex with a dead man. These fucking people make me ill. I can't believe what I'm reading is why I'm flipping out. By the way, have I mentioned that my address is 772 Receipt of Boulevard from 102 Receipt of California? You know what? I might as well close my Facebook account and start from scratch. The reading what I'm reading is so disgusting. I'm sickened by what I've been reading. Sickened. Daniel Santafer, I would like to see you continue this growth and progress by paying back Don Barris and Jimmy the money you stole from them. Period. I didn't steal money from them! If you do that, you might single-handedly restore everyone's faith in humanity. I didn't steal money from anybody! Perry F. Caravello. Fuck Don Barris and fuck Jimmy Kimmel. Two explanation points. Or no, one explanation point. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. Alex Schiff. Congratulations, Scaremaster. One explanation point. Renouncing the Javajo's religion so you can be with RC is a big step. Nicholas Gears. Now that you are coming out of the closet about everything, can you finally talk about what happened with the lawsuit against your family? Oh my God, these people are fucking making me sick. I have now in my name on the next page. I may have changed in many ways, Nicholas Gears, but that is still none of your business. Finally! Now that's something I would actually say. Kevin Stillman. I knew it. Five explanations. Perry was scamming the government with a fake disability scheme. Five explanations. Perry's a gay man. Five explanations. Then in mine, then I write, yes, I scammed the government with a fake disability scheme, and yes, I am a gay man. So what? What's the explanations? And then, so what? With one question mark. So right there, you know this is bullshit. I don't scam people, and I'm not a fucking faggot. These people that are asking me these questions are fucking retarded. Ravy Hayes, here's another fucking retard. Although I am happy that you're finally being true to yourself, it is very disappointing that you gave JQA and Tom such a tough time about their own love. It really does make me think that you were jealous of them the whole time. Anyway, congratulations on your new relationship. Have you updated it on your Facebook relationship status yet? Question. Now there's a picture of me now in blue. It shows added a life event from June 26, 1992 with Randy Callahan and a complication. In a complicated relationship with Randy Callahan. See French? Oh, my God. And this picture of Randy Callahan is not the picture of Randy Callahan that I know, because I've never seen him look like this. It might be him, but that's not how he looks when I knew him. If he shaved his mustache, maybe. Charles Macaluso. Perry, I am so happy you're finally opening. You know what? You guys are fucking losers. Back to Charles Macaluso. Perry, I'm so happy you're finally opening up to the truth with everything. Isn't it so liberating? You're scamming, your fake disability, and most of all, your love life. I'm so happy for you. I'm done with show business, Tom. I'm out. These motherfuckers have just ended my life. They've just killed me. Daniel Sandifer says Perry Caramello was she really a man? Question mark. Then I'm like, I wish, comma, she was my meal ticket though. Hiroshima Nagasaki Perry. I love how you updated your basic information on Facebook. You're finally being honest. Oh, God. There was a basic information graph on here. Oh, my God. Basic information. Gender, male, interested in, men, relationship. It's complicated since June 26, 1992 status. Languages, English and Gypsy. I don't speak fucking Gypsy. This is so fucking disrespectful. Religious news. Oh, you know what? These fucking people make me sick. They make me fucking sick. These people make me want to puke. Whoever's behind this is going to fucking be killed. Religious views. Javajo. We worship dogs. Political views. Gay rights. As a proud gay man, not happy gay, the homosexual kind. And a dedicated fighter of gay rights. I will not rest until gay marriage is legal everywhere. Oh, bullshit! This is such... Everything that's written on here, I am totally the opposite of. Everything written here, I am extremely opposite of. I'm opposed to everything that was just stated there. I will never support gay rights or fucking faggot weddings. Every single thing on this sick, despicable thing is fucking wrong. Zoltan Sanders writes, really proud of you, Scaremaster. Now that you have cast aside your homophobia, I won't mind inviting you to some of the Hollywood galas I attend. Now Hiroshima Nagasaki, can Randy Callahan confirm whether he has engaged in anal sex with Perry Caramello, and if so, how many times? Is Perry always the bottom? You know what? You know what, Hiroshima Nagasaki? When I get my account back, I am blocking you. Randy Callahan, no. I've never had anal sex with Perry, and then in quotes, but the night is still young, unquote. He just forced me to give him oral, period. You know what? This is disgusting. John Franklin, I'm so gay for you, Perry, period. And then I'm writing, Perry Caramello writes, come to my Valentine's Day party and I'll show you why you made the right choice. One explanation point. Daniel Sandifer, it's starting to make more sense as to why Perry never turned Randy in after the so-called rape. I was scared. That's why I never turned him in. John Jones, one thing is pretty clear. Your spelling skills have improved tremendously, which means I didn't write it. Len Yance, Superior, P-I-E-R-R-E. Let me get this with a line and an arrow straight with another arrow the other way. Something you are apparently not you are admitting to all the things you said you've never done, question mark. So how about a new Tommy Bahama shirt for Don Barris, question mark. Time to repay all debts. Fuck off, bitch. Then Perry F. Caramello, fuck Don Barris and fuck his Tommy Bahama shirt. I agree with that one. That's the only thing I agree with. About an inch of explanation points. Ryan Yakestra Yuri Randy Callahan. The first time you watched comma Windy City Heat, did you think, hey, that's the guy that blew me? 1-2 explanation points. Randy Callahan, yes. I didn't say that, Brian. Period. Next page. Steve Payne. I'm so confused. Are you and Randy back together again, Perry? Question mark. Perry F. Caramello. Let's not try to rush things, Steve. I've just invited him to my Valentine's Day party where I plan on taking advantage of him. Steve Payne, I guess it's true that they say you never quit. Get out your first true love. I'm glad you two have been able to bury the hatchet. If you catch my drift, Baby Hayes, Perry, when you and Randy make love in your mansion, does he make you flip over the Justin Bieber photo because he gets jealous? Question. Or do you need to look at it to maintain your arousal? Question. Charles Michaeluso, gravy, comma. Perry is all man. Clearly, his love is eternal. I don't think I'll have any issue getting it up when he sees RC in the nude. Oh, my God. How can anyone be stupid enough to believe these things are real? Oh my God. This is just making me sick. And it's long, too. Oh. Charles Michaeluso, gravy. Perry is all man. Clearly his love is eternal. I don't think he'll have any issue getting it up when he sees RC in the nude. Brian Rakestra, Yuri. Nothing brings warm to your heart like to two old queens making a second go of it. Hey, Randy, comma, are you still there? 1, 2, 3 questions. Are you watching this? 1, 2, 3 questions. These are my fans. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 explanations. It's this. Isn't this awesome? Then Ron Coop, Perry, and Randy are definitely facial friends. Randy Callahan, I sure am, and I gotta say, comma, this is great. 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. I'm definitely impressed by your fans, Perry. One explanation. Derek Data, let's all cheer together. Hooray for Gay Perry. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm about to say I don't want to read anymore. Then Dean Cherry writes, wow, I can't believe you guys can put all that history behind you and have become such great friends. Very mature of you, Perry. Congratulations. How can people think I would go this way? I am not fucking gay. Oh, my God. I'll read on. Then in my name, I write Perry F. Under Perry F. Carvello, I write Randy, comma. I don't mean to be rude, comma, but, in quotes, the word gotta, G-O-T-T-A, unquote, is not a real word, period. The correct usage is, quote, I've got to say, period, unquote. Also, comma, the correct spelling of, quote, definitely, unquote, is D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y, 1, 2 explanations. I'm sorry, comma, but as my fans will say, tell you, comma, I'm kind of a stickler for proper grammar, period. What the fuck does that bullshit even mean? Fred Frenzel writes, you tell him, Spellmaster, one explanation point. Jared Kodiker from Las Vegas writes, people who know Perry know that this is true. No, what's true? I'm not gay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 explanations. Randy Callahan, thank you, Perry, comma. Being back with you has already made me a better man. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Can we answer some questions from your fans later on? One question. They must be dying to know about us. 1, 2, 3 explanations. You know, I can't believe I'm reading this. Karen Lee Copen, wait, what? One question, one explanation. Perry is back together with Randy? One question. I need to learn how to read or something me thinks the word me and the word thinks is together without a space in between. M-E-T-H-I-N-K-S, period. Then F. Caravella writes, I don't want to force anything, Karen, comma, let nature take its man-on-man course. One explanation. Ryan McMullen writes, Perry, now that you're owning up, the word owning is underlined, up to everything, comma, can you finally admit that your, quote, unquote, was a deliberate attempt to falsely imply Lisa Marie blew you and ate your ass all at the same time? Question. You know what? I'm not even going to answer that myself. Then Perry F. Carvalho writes, I lied about Lisa, and I lie about most things. Yeah, right. I don't fucking lie, capiche? I forget, but I don't tell fucking lies. These people are the ones telling lies. This whole disgusting post is a lie. David Weitzer, in all capitals, why did you kill Nathaniel? One question, one explanation. I never killed anyone! I'm done! I'm fucking done! It's over! My life is over! Let me calm down. I'll read on. I'll continue with this fucking satanic garbage. Barry F. Caravello answers, all right, I did kill Nathaniel, period. People painted this boy as an adorable little kid, comma, but they didn't understand that they didn't understand what a dirty little cock tease he was. This is disgusting. This is mortifyingly disgusting. Gravy Hayes writes, Perry, are you touching yourself right now? Question mark. Oh, this is disgusting. Then in my name, Perry F. Caravello, yes, I'm touching myself, period. When I take long breaks from making comments, I'm really touching myself. Randy Callahan, someone asked me a question. Then Prince Vince, okay, this one is for Randy. Perry has often claimed in his vivid retelling of your consensual homosexual experience that you swallowed his semen like a milkshake. My question is, from your end, how similar was it to a milkshake and what flavor would it be closest to? Question mark. Randy Callahan writes, Prince Vince, Perry has told you the truth. He gave me oral with... What? Let me read that again. This is disgusting, but I'm going to read it again. Randy Callahan, in his name, writes, Prince Vince, comma, Perry has told you the truth, comma, he gave me oral with brute force. Gravy Hayes, Randy Callahan, what is your favorite flavor of dick? Question mark. Randy Callahan, Italian flavor is my favorite. Disgusting. I'm going to throw up. I'm seriously going to throw up. David Weitzer, also, comma, Randy, comma, why didn't you report Perry to the authorities for raping you in 1992? Question mark. Randy Callahan writes, I guess that maybe I liked it and felt when he came into my office that I was kind of hoping that he would do something like he did. Oh, I'm revolted by this. They're trying to reverse everything. BJ Mallon, Randy, comma, Perry has always claimed he was in trouble. Was this just one role playing that you two enjoyed? Question, Randy. He was in trouble when he came in my office on June 26, 1992. Perry's mouth got him out of the trouble. Oh, this is disgusting. Seriously disgusting. How could anyone not know that this isn't me? That's what pisses me off more than anything. David Ross, Randy, tell us about Wolfie. Oh, brother. Randy Callahan. I don't know Wolfie. Brian Rakestra. Yuri. Randy, dot, dot, dot. Do Italians really make the best lovers? Randy Callahan. Yes, they do. Gravy Hayes. Randy Callahan, do you mind that I am semi-hard reading these questions?
Oh, you sick faggot fuck.
Randy Callahan, not at all, Gravy. I know that I am, Paris Trevello. But, by the way, does everyone know where the party is? Paris Trevello. It's at 7722 Reseda Boulevard in Paris Trevello, apartment 102.
My fucking address again.
Brian Erickson, about this party, who is invited? David Ross writes, is your building manager invited? Perry F. Caravelle, everybody is invited. I'd like to see how many gay people can get into my apartment. Oh my God, this is sick. These people are freaks. And if they come here tomorrow, they're going to be dead freaks. Now Garrett Savage, another freak, writes, Perry, no more beating a guy up or beating a guy off around the bush. Are you or are you not attracted to Don Barris? Paris Carvel, Garrett Savage, I am very attracted to Don Barris. Period. Oh, my God. A man could get mass and those alluring blue eyes. Period. You know what? I give a flying fuck about Don Barris's eyes. I care less about Don Barris unless he gets me out of this fucking trouble. This is driving me nuts. This is so disgusting. Unfortunately, he's a man made for women. Yeah, right. Well, I'm a man made for other men. You know what? That explanation, but I'm done reading this. I'm serious. I can't read on. I'm going to kill myself, man. This is making me sick. I'm going to fucking kill myself. These disgusting, despicable, pornographic people are trying to kill me. I can't wait for this shit! Hold on. I need to take a deep breath and compose myself. Okay, where were we with this shit? Hiroshima Nagasaki writes, hey, Perry, comma, what's your social security number? Oh, these motherfuckers. Randy Callahan, I can get you Perry's social security number. Oh, thanks, motherfucker. Now this fucking guy has my social security number? Brian Rankstra Yuri. Randy, .. What if I only need 2 SAG vouchers? Then Ryan Erickson writes, Randy, ever heard of DRPs? Randy Callahan, no, what are DRPs? Brian, we can make just about anything happen, period. P-E-A-Y? Have you met Randy's friend in the matching blue shirt, Cheermaster? I don't see any friend in a blue shirt. I see a dog next to this queen bee in this gray of Caravello. No! 1, 2, 3 explanations. I don't care, period. All I care about is Randy's cock. Oh, sickening. This is sickening! How am I expected to read all this sick shit? Randy Callahan, he's a good friend, Perry, but he doesn't need to know about us. It's like two lines, and then a period. Please, everybody, stop talking about things that can hurt, period. I'm having so much fun in here tonight, I feel like I'm a young schoolgirl, and I don't want this feeling to ever leave, Perry. F. Caravello, is this guy in the blue shirt coming to your party? What guy in the blue shirt? Ryan Erickson, I see a wild threesome. You know what? It's disgusting. This is disgusting. There's no party here. I'm not even going to show. I'm going to leave my house. I'm going to make sure I'm not home tomorrow. That's all. I'll stay away all day if I have to. And go ahead, I'd see him. He'll be coming like an orgasm. You disgusting faggot. Garrett Savage, I think a lot of people are coming to your party, Perif Carvello. Doc P. Ha ha, that's Skinmaster's line too. Randy Callahan, I can't wait for your Valentine's Day party. One explanation. Doc P. B-E-A-Y. Say
comma, Perry, comma, that car of your mom's is a real piece of shit, comma, isn't it? Question mark. Perry F. Caravello, Toyotas are a really shitty line of cars, Doc, period. If I ever said Toyotas were a real shitty line of cars, I would have never said, then you right now know that it's not me writing this. I would never say anything against Toyotas. Anyone who believes that is fucking retarded. Because I think Toyotas are the best lines of cars on the market. That I find offensive and despicable. My mother had no taste in cars, comma, but great taste in auto mechanics. Oh. I want this motherfucker caught. Desperately, desperately caught. And I want his fucking thumbs cut off. Seriously, I want this fucking guy dead. Next line, Al Hoffman. Perry, have you told Randy that you might have the HIV virus? Question mark. I will never get HIV. I will never be with a man that's sick. Perry F. Caravello writes, or says, Al Hoffman, shh. I like to keep that quiet. Oh, God. Randy Callahan, I didn't know that you were HIV positive. Perry, question. HIV positive, Perry, question mark. Perry Caravello, take it easy, honey. Everything is okay. One, two explanations. Oh, God. Oh, my God. They're trying to make me kill myself. Tom, they are trying to make me kill myself. Doc P says, if you both are, comma, it cancels each other out, period. Sean Harrison, so Linda Johnson was just a beard, Perry? Question mark. Perry S. Caravello. Yes, Linda Johnson was nothing but a beard. Oh, sick thing. She was my upstairs neighbor, and I loved her very much. Randy Callahan, maybe I should go, comma. I've got a lot of thinking to do, period. Bye, everybody. One explanation point. Good. Get that faggot fuck out of here. Sean Harrison, Randy. One explanation. Brian Rakestraw, bye, Rand Bear. Two explanations, Perry Caravello. Wait, Randy, love, don't leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 explanations, Perry. Don't be mad, period. How often? I hate it when Randy pulls out, period. Perry Caravello says, you're just kidding around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 8 or 9 explanations. Then Perry again writes, Al Hoffman, comma, you and your big mouth, about 5 or 6, maybe 8 explanations. Prince Vince writes, wow, I think we're all just witnessed something really special. One explanation. Dan Savage, bye, Randy. B-I, Randy. Perry F. Caravello, you made Randy leave? 1, 2, 3, 4 explanations, Perry F. Caravello. I should delete you for life for that remark. 1, 2 explanations. Al Hoffman. W-D-I-D. 1, 2, 3, 4 question marks. Brian Rakestraw, you already miss him too, Perry. Sean Harrison. Suck him back in here, Perry F. Caravello. Perry F. Caravello, it took me almost 22 years to talk to him again, and Al Hoffman just wounded. John Franklin, bye, Randy, comma, super to have met you. Al Hoffman, then Perry F. Caravello writes, Al Hoffman, comma, guess what? 1, 2 questions. Doc P. writes, Al Hoffman writes, I know Block for life. Perry F. Caravello writes, that's right, 1, 2, 3, 4 explanations. That Block for life, a whole line of explanations. Good. Blocking that cocksucker is the one good thing that fucker did. Gravy Hayes, Al Hoffman is a cock block. Perry F. Caravello, look, the party is set on at 7722, receipt of Boulevard, apartment 102, but you guys need to help me get Randy back. Oh my God, if these fucking people show up here tomorrow, someone's going to get fucking killed. Sean Harrison, tell him you will shove your trophy up his ass. Oh, God. Garrett Savage, why does every interaction you have with people start with B-L Oh, Perry, you either blow them or block them. Oh, you sick bastard. Ryan Erickson, how can we help Parabear? Perry of Caravella writes, Ryan, I have no idea, but please help me out. 1, 2, 3 explanations. I want Randy at the party on Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4 explanations. Prince Vince, if it involves me getting oral while bringing someone to manual climax, comma, count me in, period. Vice versa, comma, not so much, period. Disgusting. Totally disgusting. Perry F. Caravello. Oh, comma, by the way, comma, in case you don't know, the party is at 7722 Receipt Boulevard, apartment 102, with the invite picture where it says, give us a quote, hand, unquote, celebrating Valentine's Day with a party, Friday, February 14th at 7722 Receipt Boulevard, apartment 102. Dancing, games, swallow the oyster, bury the bone, hide the brat, free food and drink, all day, noon till whenever. It promises to be a handful. Everyone who can't get in, just hop over the patio to the sliding glass door. Look, anyone who hops over my patio will be killed. I need to leave. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Janet Savage writes, I'm on my way, Perry. One explanation. Now he's got some radar map with my address on it, fucking prick. Then I say, see you here, get it. 1, 2, 3 explanations. And if anyone gets too drunk, comma, to sleep over. 1, 2 explanations. You know what? This is such bullshit. Who the fuck is stupid enough to think I want people to sleep over? Back to the bullshit. Paul Packler writes, Perry, comma, could I have your trophy that the president of the show business gave? And then there's the word you over my head. With a question mark, and then I write, Paul, comma. The guy with the biggest penis takes home the trophy, so you... This is disgusting! Again, Perry F. Caravello, Paul, the guy with the biggest penis takes home the trophy, comma. So you tell me, one explanation point, Gravy Hayes, Perry, you are no trophy. No trophy? Yeah, you're no trophy either, fucking New Zealand asshole. I'm going to block your fucking ass as soon as I get my account back. Now, Garrett Savage writes, I guess that embarrassed you getting the trophy then. 1, 2, 3, 4, periods. Then Juan Dominguez writes, QUE, Fantastico. 1, 2 explanations. Sandy Y, Jerry. And this is in Spanish, I guess. True Fantastico, Sandy, Jere, Si, Reunete, Per el Primer, Temo, Po, El, Milagro, Di Amor, Continue, Per, Seman, Pres, Semanas, whatever. I don't know how to read Spanish, that's why I said it like that. And then Doc P writes, a little eye candy to sleep on, comma, Scaremaster. Picture of Justin Bieber shirtless with a baseball cap on. And he's got Top Man underwear, jockey underwear on, and maybe pants like below his waistline on him with his jockey underwear. Anyway, so what? And Hiroshima Nagasaki writes, Don Barris and Walter Walensky are saints for putting up with Perry's abuse all these years. And Jordan Lee writes, was your ultimate, comma, ultimate plan to try to seduce Don into sex with your eyebrow move? Question mark. I know you've always enjoyed his eyes. Yeah, right. This is sick. Matt Bain and feet. And then Jordan Lee writes, and the hats, my God, the hats, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 explanations, the Perry F. Caravello. All right, comma, I'll admit it, 1, 2 explanations. I'm in love with Don Barris, 1, 2, 3, 4 explanations. This is sick, and now Don Barris gets into this. Dumbarris, Perry, comma. What the hell are you saying in here? One question mark. Then Dumbarris again, Perry, in all capitals. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Respond to me, comma. I see that you're still online, or else I'll drive over to your place to see what the hell you're doing. 1, 2, 3. That, you know, what you're doing, dot, dot, dot. I don't want to be private to you and Tom Brennan's freak show, period. Dumbarris, all right, I'm on my way over. Perry F. Caravello, all right, comma, all right, comma. I'm here, period. Please don't come over, period. Dumbarris, what are you doing here, question. I'm reading this thread, and this is some crazy shit going on here, period. Yeah! Finally! Thank you! There's some real crazy shit here. It's disgusting. Perry F. Caravello. What do you mean, question mark? Dumbarris. What do I mean, question mark? You're inviting Randy Callahan to your Valentine's Day party? Question mark. Those two things alone seem out of character, period. Perry F. Caravello. Maybe I'm looking at things a different way now, period. Randy Callahan never did anything bad to me except let me suck his dick. Maybe I'm the one who was wrong, period. That's so crazy question. Maybe I was wrong for raping him, comma. Have you ever thought about that question? Right there, yes, no, this isn't me. Right fucking there. Dumbarris, okay. Okay, this is seeming like something is a little bit wrong. I'm almost feeling that this might not be Perry F. Caravello. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Good. Good. It's about fucking time. Perry F. Caravello, okay. Then Dumbarris goes, what life-changing event happened to you on December 6th, 1979? Question mark. Aha! And then Perry F. Caravello, that's the day that my actress friend and I, started my fake disability scheme that has put me on easy street ever since. Yeah, right. Right there, he's got to figure out this isn't me because I would never say that. Ever. Dumbarris then writes, okay, one explanation point. Then Dumbarris writes again, only you would know this. Comma, what is your address? Question mark. Perry F. Caravello writes, P.O. Box 9, Canoga Park, 91305. Dumbarris writes, no, 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 your home address. Then I answer, 7722 Receipt Boulevard, 102. My fucking address again. Then Dumbarris, what was another life-changing event that happened to you on June 26th, 1992? Perry F. Caravello, I brutally raped Randy Callahan to get 3 SAG vouchers. Oh, God. And the satisfaction of raping another man. Oh, Dumbarris is loving this shit. It's sickening. It's all lies. This is absolutely disgusting. And Dumbarris, who was Sheba to you? Question mark. Perry F. Caravello states Sheba was a meal ticket and my lover. Ugh. That's so disgusting and revolting. Dumbarris says, Who was your mother's favorite child? What? 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 This, no, my mom loved all of her kids. She didn't have a favorite child. Oh, God. Perry F. Caravello states, Brian Liberante was always mom's favorite. That's the reason she left him everything. No, wrong. That's 1,000% wrong. He's a fucking pile of shit thief. Ugh. Dumbarris, did you eat Lisa Marie's asshole? Perry F. Caravello, yes, I did. Dumbarris, who is Cricket? Perry F. Caravello, it's an insect I enjoy eating. Is he going to get to the bottom of this or what? Dumbarris, who is your best friend in the world? Perry F. Caravello, Walter Malinsky? Oh, God.
He's not a friend. He's a fucking drug addicted moron that I can't get away from.
Dumbarris, during the filming of Windy City Heat, Who knocked over the craft service table? Paris Cavill. No one knocked over the table. Don Barris. Well, seems as if whoever this is, they really know Perry, but I believe that Perry's page has been hacked. Thank you. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Again, I'm going to read Don Barris. Well, it seems as if whoever this is, they really know Perry, comma. I believe that Perry's page has been hacked, It's UA Craig III following what's going on here, If you are, get in touch with me, period. UA Craig III, yes, I am, comma. What do you need, chief, Don Barris. I need you to find who has hacked into Perry's Facebook page, and I want it back ASAP. 1, 2, 3, You should also check to see if his Twitter page has been hacked into, period.
Oh, God. Oh, please, God. Thank you. Thank you.
UA Craig III. I'm on it, Don Barris. Hey, fake Perry, are you there?
Good. He's calling him fake now because he knows that this is all bullshit and lies now. Don's a very smart guy.
Paris Carvel. Yeah, I'm here. Is the podcast ever coming back? 1, 2, 3 questions. Are we going to make Windy City Heat 2? One question.
Oh, God.
Don Barris, I'm telling you right now, comma. UA Craig III is the best in the business, comma. So he will find you, and when he does, comma, you will wish you never fucked with a member of the big three, I do have money, comma, but I don't need to use it, period. What I do have and what I will use are a very particular set of skills acquired over a very long career in the shadows, comma, skills that make me a nightmare for people like you, period. If you email Tom Brennan Perry's password for his Facebook page and anything else of Perry's that you hacked into now, comma, that will be the end of it, period. I will not look for you, period. I will not pursue you, period. But if you don't, comma, I will look for you, comma, I will find you, period, and I will kill you, period. I know Perry is sleeping right now, comma, so my advice is to send Tom Brennan the password now, period. Thank you, Don.
Don's got my back, man. He's the only one that figured it out, and he's sticking up for me. He's looking out for me, and that means a lot. So I got to call Don and thank him for that. Finally standing up for me. Makes me feel good. But see, Don teased me with what happened to me in 92, because that's a comedian, he wants humor to come out of me. But when this motherfucker goes up like this and does this shit to me, oh, Don's furious. And I'm glad he's got UA Craig helping him find out who the fuck this is. Maybe I do feel bad for accusing UA Craig for doing this. I'm just so fucked up and fucking scared. But this last remark Don Barris made on this page makes me feel better. He took care of business for me and fixed the problem.
Well, I got to say, here he stepped up to the plate in a major way. Major way.
Yes, most definitely, yes.
Before I had you read this, I said, because I did skip to the end, I said, I got to tell you, you're going to be thanking Don Barris. So now you know what I was talking about.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I checked my email right before I called you. The guy that hacked into your Facebook, because Don made him contact me about your passcodes, he emailed me and gave me those passcodes. And then I forwarded it to you. So you should check your email right now.
Okay. And Tom Brennan passwords. All right.
Open that up and read me the full email.
Randy Callahan. Oh, so Randy Callahan fucking spoofed my account, huh? Holy shit. Hello, Tom Brennan. I'm the guy who hacked into Perry's Facebook and Twitter account, and Don Barris demanded that I hand over the login information to you. I don't want any trouble here. I didn't realize Perry was still part of the Big Three. I thought that was over with. I'm sorry. Here are the passwords. Facebook password. Fake disability scheme. What a motherfucker this guy is. Twitter password. 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102. The word Boulevard is spelled out. The word apartment is spelled out. This son of a bitch. We need to nail this motherfucker. I mean, this is a nightmare.
Okay, let's keep our fingers crossed and let's try logging into Facebook.
On Facebook. Fake disability scheme. Fake disability scheme. Enter. Woo-hoo! Bingo.
Are you on your page?
Got it. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Are you happy?
I'm so happy right now. You have no idea. Oh, thank God. Thank fucking God. Oh, God. There's that fucking disgusting post. That's getting deleted right the fuck now. Motherfucker. Goodbye. Now, I need to do a new post to tell people that I'm back. What's on your mind? Give me a minute here. I need to type this out. I'll read you back what I wrote. Ladies and gentlemen, comma, it's last Saturday, 2/8/14, comma, my Facebook and Twitter were hacked. 1, 2, 3 explanations. I just read the entire conversation between Randy Callahan and I just deleted that fucking shit. It was disgusting. 3 lines of explanation points. I had to record myself reading each line and comment. It was so gross and sick that I wanted to scream and throw up. Also, I need to thank Don Barris for seeing what was going on and saving me from this filth. Don Barris was the only one that realized that was hacked. Don Barris, I don't know how to thank you, 1, 2, 3 explanations, but to thank you by giving you 2 Tommy Bahama shirts. Give me the order number and it will be done. A full line of explanations. Don, thank you for coming to my rescue again. All right, I'm going to put this up. I got a photo to show that it's me. Ah, there it is, me and my neck brace. Let's post this motherfucker. Done. Yeah! Oh, God. I'm so thankful this is over. So thankful. I'm so hyperventilating here. I'm sweating like a motherfucker. I'm sweating like I just got done with a court case. Ah, I can't believe it. Oh, man. This whole thing felt like a rape. It was exactly like a rape. That's what this was like. Then I was forced to have to read the whole rape story. I don't even know what to say now. I'm just glad it's over.
The last thing I want to say to you is, I hope you learned a lesson from this. What are you going to do next time you're going to want to unblock people from your list, Perry?
I will never be that stupid again. That's a promise. That's a promise I will make to you right now.
Okay, I know you to be a man of your word. If you make a promise like that, I believe you.
Thank you again. I need to sleep. But thank you, and thanks to Don. I'm going to go call him right now. Tell him how much I appreciate what he did for me.
All right, I'll let you go and get some sleep. I know this wasn't easy, but you did a great job.
Thank you. I got to get to bed.
Get some sleep, and I'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Wow. Now that was pretty intense, wasn't it? Perry really got worked up a couple times. If you re-listen to it, you'll hear that. Now, I'm not a professional. Maybe I shouldn't give my opinion. But if you ask me, I'm starting to think that Perry has a bit of a temper problem. But the important thing to take away from all this is the fact that once again, I, Don Barris, can put Hero by his name. I had told Huey Craig III to get in touch with whoever hacked into Perry's page and turn over the account back to Perry, or there would be real problems. Well, whatever Hugh said, it worked. So you heard Perry mention at the very end of this that he's going to call me to thank me for getting his Facebook and Twitter back. Well, he did, and here's that voicemail.
Don, this is Perry Caravello. Dude, I don't know how to say thank you, but if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to get my Facebook back and my Twitter back. Dude, I thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the hard work you've done for me, for helping me get my Facebook as well as my Twitter back. Man, I am so thankful to you for everything, and I'm thankful to you for Windy City Heat. I'm thankful to you for the Big Three Podcast. I'm thankful to you for any and all the $5, $10 shout-outs, for everything. And you know what? Since I ripped one shirt, you are deserved two shirts. So I'm going to send you two Tommy Bahama shirts, but I'm going to need from you is an order number, you know, like the type of shirts you want from Tommy Bahama, because he's got a humongous selection of shirts. So send me the order number of the design shirt you want, and I'll go online and I'll order it online, and then I'll send it to you that way. All right, buddy? So again, I thank you so much for everything you've done for me, and man, this means the world to me, and I really, really, again, appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I don't know how to say thank you, but thank you, and I really mean this. It really means a lot. Thank you so much.
So there you have it. Perry was so thankful to have his Facebook and his Twitter accounts back that he offered to get me two Tommy Bahama shirts. The first one for the one he ruined, and the second one for me being the hero, I guess. But do I have the two shirts as of yet? Do I even have one shirt from Perry? No, I do not. So it just goes to show you that no good deed goes unpunished, and Perry is truly a dreadful human being. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I really, really do. I find it very bizarre that something that we record at a studio at a secret location in West Hollywood can turn so many people on and make them so happy. We're thankful that you're a fan. I'm very glad that you're part of this very exclusive club. I hope we make you feel special. And keep in mind, hopefully you receive this before August, when we're going to have people coming again to help us out with our pilot/series. We don't know what it is, but it's going to be something. So once again, it's your old pal Don Barris signing off for now. So goodbye, everybody.